A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Salmon UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have been considering the subject of change. I am more than this has been our cry. I am more than what I look like at the moment. I am more than what I am experiencing at this present time. I am more than my background. I am more than my circumstances and my situations in life. I am more than what I look like. I am more than my state. I am more than this. I should and I must and I will be better than what I look like at this present time. And we saw that in the experience of blind Bartimaeus, a man who insisted that he was more than what he looked like. He was more than his situation. And he cried out to God, and a change occurred for him. We have said you must be dissatisfied with the status quo, just like Bartimaeus. You must not only be dissatisfied with the status quo, you must also desire a change for the better. You must be desperate, and you must drop whatever could hinder you for experiencing the change that you are trusting God for. All this, what will they birth? What will this catalyst provoke in your life? There are certain things that this catalyst will provoke that will bring about the change that you desperately desire. If you are dissatisfied with your situation, if you desire a change and you are desperate about it, and you are willing to drop the sin and those habits or things that easily beset you and could hinder your change from happening, what will this provoke? Number one, it will provoke thinking. And I want us to look at thinking in our discussion this morning. Let's take for our meditation the book of Luke, chapter 15. We read from verse 11 to verse number 20. Luke chapter 15, 11 to 20. The scripture says, "And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me.' And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my fathers have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father. I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him." Thinking is a non-transferable responsibility. A man who refuses to think will stink. You begin to stink if you don't think. Thinking is very powerful. No great thing can ever happen outside of thinking. There is the need for you to sit down and think. There is the need for you to give thought to your life. Consider where you are now. Are you satisfied with this present level? It is thinking that could open the eyes and the heart of a man to his situation, to his state, and make him realize that I am more than what I am experiencing at this present time. This boy brought this mess upon himself. Do not forget, the status quo is the mess that we are in, or our situation as it is at the moment. So the mess that this boy was in was his own handiwork. He brought it upon himself. There are times we bring certain things upon ourselves by not thinking or by not thinking properly. There are many issues we bring upon ourselves that affect our lives and our destinies. If we fail to think, or if we suspend our thinking, we begin to get ourselves involved with things that could hurt our lives, hurt our family, hurt our business, earth are destinies. It has happened to many. It is happening to many. You have been involved in such a situation where you didn't think very well. You suspended your thinking. You got yourself involved in what has brought a mess or brought you, your family, your business into a mess. You continue in that situation or that mess until you start thinking. When you sit down to think, you realize yourself and make necessary adjustments or changes in every aspect of your life. And that was what happened to the prodigal son. He brought this mess upon himself, or he brought himself into this situation. He had wasted his substance on riotous living. He is now in want. He is now in need. And the Bible says, no man gave to him. Sometimes pain or problems or challenges or lack of help or helpers make a man to sit to think. So it makes you to sit down to think and find a way around your situation. Necessity, we have said, is the mother of invention. So this prodigal son spent all, and he began to be in want. And then, to compound this problem, there was a famine in the land. There was scarcity in the land. And then he was in hunger. He began to be in want. He would have eaten the food of swine, of pigs, because nobody gave him anything. I feel very strongly that the famine around you and the fact that everybody has abandoned or left you are probably divinely orchestrated so you can think, sit down and think and make the most of your life. Your destiny is in your hand. And when all these problems happened to the prodigal son, he came to himself, meaning he began to think. To come to yourself is to begin to reason, to begin to think about your life, about your situation. It means to come to your senses, and it is thinking that can bring a man to his senses. The Bible in basic English says, but when he came to his senses, in other words, when he started thinking. The Message translation says that everything he experienced brought him to his senses. That brought him to his senses. You need to be brought to your senses, and that happens when you think. The New International Reader's Version says, then he began to think clearly again. Please, you need to sit down and think clearly. If you must be better than what you look at the moment, if you must be better than this in every department of your life, there is the need for you to begin to think clearly again. Start thinking clearly. It can never be too late to start doing what is right. The fact that you are alive, irrespective of the mistakes you have made, is an opportunity for you to correct those mistakes or error and move on with your life. But this can only happen when you sit to think. Thinking is very important because the Bible says great works are the product of deep thoughts. If you don't think, you won't be able to achieve anything great. You must also understand that shallow thinkers never make any deep impressions. So it is important for you to sit down and think. It is thinking that will bring you to this self-realization and help you to make necessary adjustment that will bring about the change that your life needs. The responsibility is yours. I charge you this morning, sit down to think. Thinking will show you the way out of your predicament. Thinking will show you where to go or who to speak with. Thinking will show you who to drop from the list of your friends. Thinking will help you to be selective. Thinking will help you to apportion responsibility and blame to yourself and not to any other person. Thinking will help you to adjust your life. Thinking will help you to pick your life again and run towards your divine destiny. Sit down to think. It is a major step to a life of change, of transformation. It is a major step if you must become what and who the Lord has destined you to be. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. I receive the discipline to sit and to think, the grace to sit and to think. In the name of Jesus, help me, Holy Spirit, to start thinking clearly again. Help me, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Ask for forgiveness. Where you have not employed your senses, where you have not thought clearly, and the things you have done, when you stopped thinking clearly and when you were out of your senses, go ahead and tell God that you are sorry. Repent of those things and ask for grace to see yourself and to move on. Father, in the name of Jesus, I confess, I apologize, I am sorry for the things that I did when I suspended my thinking, when I stopped thinking clearly, when I was not in my right senses. I confess, O God, and I forsake them. I ask for your mercy, and I receive your mercy by faith in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to pray. Help me, Father, to see myself and to make necessary changes in my life. My Father, my God, I pray that you will help me to see myself and make necessary changes in my life and in my destiny in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. I am more than this. Let every problem, every mess that I am in at the moment come to an end in the name of Jesus. I am more than this, O God, and I pray, let every mess, every situation, contrary situation, negative situation that I am in at the moment come to an end in the name of Jesus. Let there be transformation in my life and in my destiny. Let your name be glorified. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I ask that God will pour his grace upon you, that will bring you back to your senses and to clear thinking. I pray that you begin to think clearly and that you will pull yourself out of whatever mess not thinking clearly has brought you into. I pray as you begin to think that the Lord will open your eyes to the things to do to get out of the mess you are in and to move to the place that God has destined for you. I agree with you. You are more than this. I ask that the Spirit of the Lord will take you to the place that God has destined for you so you can become who and what he designed you to be. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to support Daily Impact with Grace Man. Support with your prayers. Pray for this program. Pray for me also. Support by forwarding this message and sharing the link with your contact. You can also support with your giving. Your financial donations can be sent to the Zenith Bank account number 12-16-100-456. The account name is Daily Impact with Grace Man. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.